Come fly with me, let's fly away.
In Catch Me If You Can, the musical, a teenage kid takes too literally the advice that you can be anything you want to be if you only try. And he ends up serving 5 to 10 in prison. But first, he sings. This is a musical. In this surprisingly serviceable musical adaptation of the popular Steven Spielberg film of the same name, the one starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks, Catch Me If You Can manages to be both lighthearted and deadly serious. The West Coast premiere of the Broadway show lands at Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Roanoke Park, and as directed by Gene Abravaya, it features a trio of notable performances and a supporting ensemble of singers and dancers that have captured the spirit and tone of this true-life 60s-era cat-and-mouse game. Frank Abagnale Jr. was a clever kid who soaked up the dubious life lessons of his yarn-spinning dad, watching television shows about successful people, pilots, doctors, and lawyers. From such sources, Frank learned how to walk and talk like a confident, experienced professional. And before he was old enough to drink, he'd successfully passed himself off as an airline pilot, an emergency room doctor, a prosecuting attorney, passing a lot of fake checks along the way, stealing over $2 million before he was finally caught by the FBI. Played by Zach Howard, whose excellent voice and flirty, earnest approach is perfect for the role, Frank isn't the most sympathetic of characters. After all, he lies compulsively and steals without remorse. But there's a likability to his youthful brashness and fearless creativity, and Howard's appealing stage presence helps a lot. As his own personal Detective Javert, FBI fraud investigator Carl Hanratty, David Yen brings a hard-boiled world weariness to the difficult role of the guy who will catch Frank in the end. And that's not a spoiler. The play begins with Frank's arrest and then starts at the beginning. The moments where Yen gets to let loose and dance are sheer delights. As a trio of sometimes bumbling FBI agents, Braden Youngberg, Sam Starr, and Patrick Tabor are hilarious, and Garrett Waterhouse, as Frank's big dreaming dad, brings class and charisma to some of the show's most heartbreaking moments. And it's Kelly Brandenburg, as the sweet-natured nurse who wins Frank's larcenous heart, who delivers the goods in the play's big showstopper, the achingly beautiful love song Fly, Fly Away. Performed with such sincerity and skill, you have to believe that Frank is actually worth loving that much. With a script by Terrence McNally and tunes by Mark Shaman that are clearly cut of the same jazzy cloth as the 60s TV theme shows that served as Frank's inspiration, Catch Me If You Can is bubbly and fresh, if a bit lacking in the kind of ear-catching tunes Shaman crafted for the much more memorable Hairspray. Still, with leads that are perfectly cast, a visually clever set design, and a story that maintains a sense of humor and heart amidst all the twists and turns, Spreckles' Catch Me If You Can is worth catching while you can.
You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon.
Catch Me If You Can runs Thursday through Sunday through May 25th at Spreckles Performing Arts Center. SprecklesOnline.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.